Thank you, Ganesh and dear listeners. After Vedam Tutor, it's time now to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. Yes, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, as we move on to a fresh episode of Bhajan Tutor, I would also like to let you know that we have now a Radio Sai product, a Sai Blossom product called Bhajan Tutor. And this has 8 bhajans, so now available in the form of a CD, and it is packaged very well. If you have not got a copy, it is there in the Sai Blossom store in front of Radio Sai office as well as in the shopping complex. We thought products have their own way of reaching homes, and we should not lose out on tapping that medium too. And we have also taken more care in making a product. So dear listeners, if you have a chance, do listen to the first volume of the Bhajan Tutor product and give us your feedback. We would love to make Bhajan Tutor products also for Balvikas children of different age groups. Bhajans give sustenance to our existence. Bhajans are the life breath of the Sai centers. Bhajans are the lifeline of Sai devotees. Bhajans is what makes Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritually vibrant place, every morning and evening. And the more we learn how to express our love to the Lord through the medium of bhajans, and we do it properly, the more we benefit from this gift that Bhagwan has given us. So when you have chance, to take a look at this product. And as always, you can always send us your feedback to this program. So let's begin, like every time, with a prayer. Let our life become a song singing His melody.
Let us offer our reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every day transforms into a day of prayer. Every second in our lives becomes yet another second spent living, reveling in your glory and experiencing your love. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan which adores our beloved Bhagwan as Lord Shiva. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara.
So this is what we will be learning now, and like always, let's get familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan. And then we will have a beautiful discussion with Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University, dwelling on the bhava aspect of the bhajan. And in the end, we will listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University. So here are the lyrics to get started.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maulishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on to how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a slow, careful demonstration of the tune of this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp madhyam. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maunishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maunishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maunishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Maunishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara. Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara. Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara. Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara. Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara.
So that is how softly and soothingly this bhajan flows. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a lovely demonstration. And now for those of us who are keen students of music, Brother Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us more about the raga of this bhajan and its technical structure. So tell us, Anirudh, what do you think about this bhajan's technicalities?
Sairam Bhushan.
Sairam.
As you said, it's a very sweet composition based on the rag Bhageshri in the both streams of music, and the notes of this raga are as follows: Sa ga. Komal ga. Ma dha. Shuddha dha. Ni dha. Ni is komal ni. Sa ni dha ma. Ma pa dha ga ya. Ma ni ni dha. Ni sa. Sa ga ma dha ni. Sagari ni da da ni da ma ma pa da ga ya ma ji ni da da ni sa
Also you have
Om Namah Shivaya Namo Narayana Om Namah Shivaya Namo Narayana Shiva Shambho Narayana.
All these are based on Bhagyashree, melodious raga.
Absolutely, and generally most of them are very soft and slow bhajans.
Yeah, even they are short and sweet bhajans actually.
Yes.
Maybe Amba Mandahasavadini is a beautiful bhajan, which is not so short, like Mahadeva, which has only just four lines.
Yes. So I guess there are many bhajans in this raga, and each one is very beautifully composed.
Yeah.
So shall we move on to the swaras of the bhajan?
Yeah, let's move on to the swaras for each line. The first line.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Sagari Sada Sama Dada Padani Dama Gamarisa
Sagari Sada Sama Dada Padani Dama Gamarisa
Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara Dada Padani Dada Ma Manida Pamagari Mama
Dada Padani Dada Ma Manida Pamagari Mama
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Sagari Sada Sama Dada Padani Dama Gamarisa
Sagari Sada Sama Dada Padani Dama Gamarisa
Maulishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara Gamadani sa 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 Nisadani dani sariga sa sa
Gamadani sa 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 Nisadani dani sariga sa sa
Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara Dani Samagari Sasa Sagari Nini Nisanida
Dani Samagari Sasa Sagari Nini Nisanida
Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara gada pada ni da da ma ma ni da pa ma ga ri ma ma
da da pada ni da da ma ma ni da pa ma ga ri ma ma
Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambhu Shankara Sasarini Sanidadama Manidapamagari Mama
Sasarini Sanidadama Manidapamagari Mama.
Beautiful. It sounds so melodious when you hear only the swaras. And it definitely is a very slow bhajan, isn't it? It's a very meditative melody.
Yeah. It generally is sung in maybe fourth or fifth in a usual bhajan session of 45 minutes or 1 hour.
So shall we do the beat of the bhajan?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, which is Aditalam or Keherva. The count is 1. 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara
Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara
Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam. Sairam. So with the raga and the beat done, we now move on to the next part of this classroom where we discuss about the significant aspect of bhajan singing, which is bhava, or the feeling. Every bhajan acquires meaning and life because of the feeling that every devotee puts into it. And we now have Brother Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Baba's University, a gifted singer and a composer of many Sai bhajans, share his insights on this bhajan. This conversation was recorded a few days prior to Guru Purnima 2015.
Sairam Brother Sonam, and a warm welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam Vishu.
I'm so happy that you are here in Prashanthi Nilayam now for the Guru Purnima festival.
Yeah.
And Bhagwan is our Sadguru.
Definitely.
And when we sing any bhajan, our Sadguru is so fantastic.
Yeah.
That we can put this cosmic consciousness, this Sadguru, into any form, into any beautiful container.
Yeah.
And pour out our love to him.
Definitely.
And we are so fortunate that we were witness to a phenomenon like this. We don't have to imagine. And we were able to experience the cosmic consciousness relating to us at various levels.
Yeah.
And I think every bhajan, when you think about it deeply, becomes an experience of this nature, where you just relate to this supreme being through one beautiful way. One musical, beautiful way.
Yeah.
And that way, I think bhajans is one of the greatest gifts that he has given us.
Yeah.
If I may ask you to share your reflections and insights, when you sing this bhajan, Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara, what comes to you?
Yeah, before I launch into the feel of this bhajan, that every time I think of this bhajan or when I sing this bhajan that I get, I would like to just, add on to what you were telling some time back. That, without any imagination, we have got such a fantastic guru, Sadguru, and it's so easy to think of him. And it's because he has made it so simple for us. We are so lucky that we already got the form and his majestic form before us, and we lived with the form, we shared the same space with the form for such a long, long time. And then imagination becomes so subsidiary in the sense that it becomes so easy. You know, people who wouldn't have seen the Lord, for them it would have to be, you know, just imagination, imagining of name and a form. And Bhagwan has made it so simple because we have already seen him. And then imagining him is so easy. Every day, every moment we can live with him. And that's what we are doing. And as you pointed out so rightly, in the India of music, it becomes so simpler and so profound. Well, when I think of this beautiful bhajan, Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara, and for those who are lovers of music and people who are knowledgeable about music, this bhajan is, as has been said some time back, it's set in a raga, which is sung at night, maybe Pratham Prahar or whatever, around 7, 8 o'clock. And then I started thinking that if it is a very, very dark Amavasya night, what I would call, you know, the Ashivaratri, and then I am at the foothills of the Kailash, and then from there, when you think of Shiva, who is seated atop, like on perched on the Kailash mountain with Parvati, and then this song, when I was, even this morning when I was just closing my eyes and I was meditating on this bhajan, this thought came to me. The bhajan took me straight to the base of the Kailash, and from there I was imagining Shiva in such a shanta swarup, in a very peaceful form. This is one bhajan that, unlike most of the Shiva bhajans that we hear, which reflects his rudrata, this is one bhajan which makes you feel so peaceful. The composition is like that. And should I just sing it out once?
Please.
Malishwar Shiva Shambho Shankara Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara. The first line itself, Mahadeva, makes you feel so jubilant, makes you feel so happy, and then makes you feel so peaceful. This bhajan is, you know, saturated with these beautiful values of peace, tranquility. What they call, you know, there is a innate silence in this bhajan. It calms down all your, you know, all your passions. All your indriyas are calmed down. And then when you just sing this one bhajan alone, I feel that you become a very near and dear of Shiva.
Wonderful. When you mentioned that how, as you sing this, all your senses calm down, and that is what is portrayed, if you see in the coming lines, Madanantaka. Now, Madana is Cupid.
Yeah.
And among all the Shadaripus, the six vices, the first one to conquer is Kama.
Yeah.
And so here you have Lord Shiva being described as the one who annihilates Kama.
Yes.
You mentioned how this is the feel of the bhajan, and the lyrics also actually take you towards that.
Yeah. And the flow of the bhajan is such that it appears to be a bhajan that is being composed, that is being manifested in the musician, in the singer, in the devotee, as he experiences, goes through an experience. In fact, it's listing out of all the experiences of a devotee who is in deep meditation at the foot of the foothills of the Kailash mountain, and then thinking about Shiva. So Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara, right from the beginning, the entire, the manner in which Shiva is extolled, it just, simply tells us that it's an experience which the person is going through. And as he experiences and as he narrates the experience, it's in a very lyrical form, in a musical form, and it's just a spontaneous manifestation. I'm 100% sure that the person, the lucky person, fortunate one, whom Swami would have picked up for the manifestation of this bhajan, would have gone through this experience and then only composed the bhajan. So it's the experience first, and then the musical form, the musical revelation next.
And as you mentioned, this bhajan is only singing the glories of Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
I think as you go from one line to the other, you only extol the virtues of Mahadeva.
We should just feel the peace of this line itself. Mahadeva. It's so beautiful, so profound. Shiva Shambho Shankara. The feel itself is, extraordinary. And you couldn't imagine this anywhere. I have heard songs in, take this melodic pattern itself, this Bageshwari, so many songs we have heard. But then this one song really stands out as a song of real peace and tranquility.
Amazing. I think the imagery of Shiva in meditation always fills you with peace, with auspiciousness. Shiva means auspiciousness.
Yeah. And consciousness.
And consciousness. Oh yeah.
Swami says that Shava nahi Shiva.
Shiva.
Shava is Jar.
Yes.
And Shiva is Chetan.
Chetan. And so this bhajan actually just so beautifully fits into that imagery of Shiva lost in meditation.
Yeah.
The master of all the senses.
Oh, beautiful, yes.
And as you sing, you are, as you very beautifully said, you are at the foot of the hills of Kailasha. You are at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And you one look at him and you are filled with that peace.
Yes. And then a moment comes wherein you really don't need that form, that name, Because when you are singing, when you are experiencing, going through an experience like this, because it's an experience, as I was telling you, that has been made very audible to us. It's an experience of a person which has been made audible to us, and we can go through the same experience through this bhajan, because the bhajan carries that. And what happens is, when you are singing right from the beginning, from the first line itself, Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara, the one who bestows goodness to everyone, and so beautiful as it has been described, the meaning has already been so beautifully expounded by so many wonderful seers and people who are experts in bhajan. They have done it. But then the meaning itself is so beautiful. Maulishwara Shiva Shambho Shankara, Madanantaka Shiva Shambho Shankara, Mrityunjaya Shiva Shambho Shankara. Can you imagine? So I feel that, it's the myself reaching out for my higher self. It's that. After all, Kailash is here in the heart. And then, when you are sitting at the foothills of the Kailash, it is just me reaching out for my higher self which is my true nature.
Amazing.
And Swami says that the only reason why I have manifested is to make every sentient or insentient being conscious of this reality, that you are not this body, not this mind, not the intellect, but beyond that. And this one bhajan, if it is really felt properly and sung properly, gives you that beautiful, vivid imagination and experience both.
I mean, very rightly you said that this bhajan actually takes you to the level where you feel you are the self.
Yeah.
And in that journey, first step is to control the senses.
Beautiful.
And so you have Madanantaka, so you need the grace of the divine to calm all your senses. And once all the Shadaripus are gone, then you have the Harishadvarga.
Yeah.
After the Harishadvarga is gone, you have the Harishadvarga. So that is when the Satya Dharma Shanti and peace comes. Yeah. And the last line says Mrityunjaya. Finally you reach a stage which is beyond death. And that is Atma is the only thing.
Beautiful.
Which is beyond death.
Yeah.
Which is beyond this world.
Yeah.
Just takes on the form of the body, and the body has all these Shadaripus.
Yeah.
And very beautifully you said that though it starts with the form, it actually leads us to that...
The formlessness.
The formlessness leads us to that stage where you feel one as the self, as the Atma.
Yeah.
And that is a whole journey.
Journey, yeah.
Never really thought this bhajan conveys so much. Amazing.
Just within the ambit of one bhajan, an entire Vedanta darshan.
True.
And such profound composition.
Amazing. And I don't think even the author would have thought that let me compose a bhajan which describes the spiritual journey of his aspirant. But I think it is just an outpouring of devotion, but it happens in such a way that it is profound.
Yes.
I think just like all compositions are, when you are so tuned to him, when you are so much connected to him, what comes out will be something as inspirational as this.
Definitely.
And I think that is how it happened with all the poet saints of our land.
Definitely. And Swami has made us go through this experience to make us understand that this is how even you are a potential Tyagaraja, you are a potential, you know, Ekanath, Tukaram. All of us, after all, we are treading the same path that are treaded by these people, the Bhakti Marga. And then ultimately, the intonations or even the nuances of music, nothing matters ultimately to the Lord. What matters is our abject supplication, the way we surrender ourselves. That is what matters. And bhajan teaches us that.
And I think we have seen that also with Bhagwan. All the students, they were not expert musicians. The students were people who came here to do their academics. And some of them knew perhaps a bit of singing. Some of them did not know how to sing.
Well,
but
let me tell you. Let me tell you one beautiful instance. Now I'm reminded again. It takes me back in time. In Vrindavan, you know Lakshmi Narayan Kote.
Yes.
He is a very good singer. And then at that point of time, he had a chance to sing this bhajan in the vestibule of the old Vrindavan bungalow. And that day, the great Amma Subbalakshmi was in Vrindavan. So she was also sitting along with mortals like us. She was also sitting with us. And then Lakshmi Narayan Kote sang this bhajan, Mahadeva Shiva Shambho. Yeah.
Oh.
He sang this bhajan.
Way back in the 80s.
Way back in the 80s. It must have been 1980 itself.
Oh.
Then after the bhajan session, Swami asked Amma Subbalakshmi. Normally he would do this. And then he would, you know, revel in people telling him that your boys are singing so well. But that day, M.S. Subbalakshmi ji, she really pointed out this bhajan and said that, Swami, that bhajan is exceptionally well sung. So beautifully sung. Your students, they know classical music. They know music so well. Every part was so immaculately done, so immaculately sung. Then Swami looked at her and said, no, they haven't learned music. They are just singing out of devotion. Swami said that. And it was so beautiful when even a person like M.S. Subbulakshmi, she really said that your student must have learned music because he sings so well. As you said just now, you know, even if you haven't learned music, bhajan molds you up so much that even people who had no clue about music, they start singing, and then a lot of other people won't believe that this person hasn't learned music, because the bhajan shapes you up. It really molds up your you know, your tonal quality and the timbre in your voice, and everything starts happening without your knowledge. Very inconspicuously it starts happening when you start singing bhajan. And this is one thing which I would have otherwise forgotten. But you, again, Swami, prompted you to speak those lines. And then it reminded me of that moment, way back in 1980.
And the beautiful thing is, as you sing, you cannot but get purified.
Yes.
It will not only improve your tonal quality and all the other aspects connected to your voice and your singing and your talent in terms of music, but it cannot just not purify you.
Yeah, definitely.
And that is the most beautiful part. And when I think about it, this is a sadhana which anybody can do. You don't have to know music. You don't have to be someone who has had any so-called gift of music. But you can spend your entire lifetime just in submerged in bhajans. And it's such a musical and such a beautiful way to spend your life.
No doubt about it.
And you'll attain the highest.
And the best way to, you know, aim for perfection, relative perfection, Swami says. And Sai Bhajan is the best Sugam Sangeet, Swami says.
Sugam Sangeet.
It's the easiest thing to do.
Easiest thing to do.
And no wonder, because, you know, you go to the organization, Satasavar Nation, anywhere in the world, people are vying with one another to sing bhajan.
Yes.
People who would have shied away from public.
Yes.
Till yesterday.
Oh, yes.
They just go out there and they say, come on, I'm going to sing. They stake the claims, you know. I want to sing my bhajan, my part. So that much empowerment bhajan has endowed upon
so
people.
So true, so true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so right. People who never ever thought they can sort of present themselves in front of a... In front of a gathering. Now they are gearing up to sing, even though they may not be musically anywhere.
Yeah.
That is what it has done at so many levels, isn't it?
Definitely.
Amazing. At so many dimensions.
And many of them feeling bad that I didn't get my chance today.
I didn't get my chance today. Yes. Wow. Beautiful, sir. And the other thought that also came as when you mentioned about Mr. Kote is, Bhagwan was so compassionate, is so compassionate that he always reveled in students and devotees singing these bhajans because it was coming out of devotion.
Yeah.
Even though musically they were nowhere, many times I now shudder to think how much each one of us, I mean, I'm talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
If the Shruti was in Puttaparthi, perhaps I was singing in Paris. That is how far I was in Shruti, but he heard. And he was, and given that he is the embodiment of music, for him perfection matters so much.
Yeah.
But he went through this just because it was coming out of devotion, just because it was his children.
Yeah.
Because I know for someone who knows music very well, how torturous it is to listen to something which is not in tune.
But Vishu, one more thing, you know, whether you are actively involved in singing bhajan, leading a bhajan, or just following bhajan, because bhajan is today the crux of the entire organization, Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, and all the activities of the organization. So when you look at it from one angle, through bhajan, Swami has been shaping up people. Swami has been spiritualizing people, you know, changing their entire way of thinking, goading them towards a higher goal of life, you know, and through bhajan, he has been doing that. And that is why whenever people went out of scale also, he would just quietly listen to go through the whole bhajan, and then with that encouragement, that person would really pick himself up, and then try to perfect himself. So ultimately he would find that it's not only music or bhajan that I have perfected, but my life has changed.
Life has changed.
So it's a life-changing experience, you know.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. That is what bhajan is.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir. I know we can go on talking about bhajan.
Yeah.
A lifetime is not enough.
Definitely.
But thank you so much for sharing these beautiful insights that came as we reflected on this bhajan, where we adore Bhagwan as Mahadeva, as the Shiva Shakti Swarupa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sarah.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Baba's University who has had the chance of singing in front of Bhagwan for decades and also composing many Sai Bhajans, which he does even now. He is someone who is actively engaged in spreading and disseminating the fragrance of Sai Bhajans all over India and the world. So with those reflections, let's move on to the last part of this classroom, where we listen to the bhajan sung by the students of Baba's University in the Prashanti Milan Mandir. And as you listen to this, dear listeners, please join and sing along, relish the beauty of this bhajan and immerse yourself in the bhava of this sacred composition.
Shiva Shambho Shankara Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shankara Maheshwara Shiva Shambho Shankara Shiva.
we come to an end of the current episode of Radio Sahai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosahai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this yet another episode of Radio Sahai Bhajan Classroom at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. I am Team Radio Sai's Vishu, and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to start the Radio Sai Children's Hour. I will be back after 60 minutes or maybe today 45 minutes of Children's Hour, and we will move on to a discussion on the life of the late People's President Sri APJ Abdul Kalam. Sri Kalam was someone who visited Prashant and Lim many times and was immensely blessed by Bhagwan. He was the chief guest of the convocation on two occasions. And there are beautiful anecdotes of his visit to Prashant and Lim, as well as powerful lessons from his life. So we will listen to people who were here when Kalam sir visited the university, what they have witnessed of him, and what are those traits in his personality that we should emulate in our lives to be beautiful instruments in the Lord's mission. So that is coming up in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. For the moment, Radio Sai, Children's Hour.